Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Tied to the Earth Mother. Yeah, all of us are. You cannot be even in a high-rise apartment and not know that you're not connected to the earth. You are connected to the soil. All of it that's around you, all of it is life-giving. All of it is life-sustaining. And without it, we tend to realize that our existence would come to a ceasing halt. I don't mean that we should all go back to living in caves or anything like that, you know. But a brief trip back to the nature gives you a reverence, you know, for the things that you were given, you know. Not to go out and conquer anything, you know. But to go on out and know that maybe that deer's life that you took is going to sustain your own and your family's. The fish, the berries, everything, and how much air it gives back to you for your lungs, for you to keep on living and keep on going. And that is kind of like one of the prayers I say when I eat, and always, you know, thank you for giving up your life so that I can continue on living. It's a very profound prayer for me. And you're going to feel the powerful effects on your psyche, even walking around, you know. If you lived on maybe an acre of land, you would have a really big understanding of the life-giving properties that land has for you. You know, you would need water, of course, and those types of things, food, plants, you know, choose it wisely. And, you know, all of that wilderness that's out there, all of a sudden you're out there in, you know, some place you've never been before, ever, and you're in the wilderness, and you will come to realize, you know, how connected you really truly are to the soil and to the earth and the air that you breathe, you know, even the surroundings of the animals that live on that land. You might not be able to see them if from your vantage point, or maybe there is one close by, but you know that they're there. You know they're out there, and they are choosing everything wisely for themselves. And I mean that in a literal sense, because a bear has to pack on pounds in order to survive through the winter on its fat. You know, and everything, squirrels, the muskrats, the beaver, you name it, all of them are preparing all summer long for what's coming in the winter, that live in this area, these animals. You know, everything is preparing all the time. It's not like they just wake up one day and say, oh, I want to live in a high-rise apartment and, yeah, heck with all of this kind of living, you know. I'm going to distance myself. But everything that is on their plate, trust me, comes from the earth or out there in the woods. Everything. They just package it up, make it all pretty, you know, and here you are, you know, eating it, you know, and thinking, you know, life is great. But where does it come from? Even those vegetables, you know, it all comes from the soil. You are earthbound and connected for all of your life. You are dependent on all of that for all of your life as soon as you are weaned. You know, and that's just the way life is. And that's kind of the reverence we should strive for, you know, is that I want to leave something behind for my children and my children's children. Something that's good, you know. I got to breathe clean air, you know. Why shouldn't they be able to? I got to eat this fish, you know, and it was good for me, and this deer, you know, and all of these things, all of these berries and whatnot, you know. I got to go sit out in the blueberry patch and pick blueberries, you know, all afternoon and bring them home and put them on my pancakes or something, you know, or make a blueberry pie, you know. All of these things are made possible. You know, it's not a commercial, but all of these things are made possible by the Earth Mother. And, you know, I teach my kids that, you know, we have to be careful of what we take and how much we take. And, yes, we got to go give back. There's also that giving and receiving, you know, that type of thing for me and my kids. And that'll be an every season thing for us. It's been taught down and handed to me in that manner, and that's what I'm gonna do for mine. You know, not every person is gonna want to go out to the woods and do this, and that's fine. You know, not everybody's going to want to go out there for, maybe they like to go hiking on the trails, and that's cool. But, you know, they're not going to sit there and make a bow and arrow or any of those types of things, you know, or make a dervish hut even, you know. But just to be out there and be connected, you know, at any level is essential for each and every one of us. So with that, thank you all for tuning on in, and we'll talk to you again next week. Miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Harper. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.